So it's been 2.5 years since the Shield saliva test received emergency use authorization from the Food and Drug Administration. What do you see as the impact of the Shield test during that time?
We needed testing as fast as we could, and we needed to get the results quickly. And so this was one of the first ways that we could do that before the antigen tests were developed, before everybody could have the tests at home. This was the way that we were getting that done. And the fact that we could do it at scale at the universities across the state, but also in the schools, also in a lot of businesses, that really helped Illinois get back on its feet and get going again, and places outside of Illinois as well.
And you have done research specifically on how effective this was modeling the trajectory at the University of Illinois versus other universities. Can you talk about that a little?
We actually we have a paper hopefully under review right now. It's in submission at least, to look at the comparison of how we use the test at Illinois versus how Purdue did. And Purdue was using a test, but not as frequently and not as much. And we definitely prevented more cases at Illinois simply because we had more testing going on. And so we were finding cases earlier and getting them isolated earlier. So all of the research we've done has pointed to this test being really important for decreasing the number of cases, the amount of infection going on at UIUC.
What do you feel like you learned from working with the test this whole time that would be helpful for the next public health crisis?
I'd say the number one thing that we learned is that as important as the test was, as game-changing as it was, you cannot tech your way out of a problem. A problem that has its origins in human communication and human interactions cannot be solved technologically. We have to actually involve the social sciences. We have to think about human behavior, and we have to communicate better. So that's not anything to do with the test, but it was really important finding is that we had the best technological solution, I'd say, of any university in the country. We still had outbreaks because of human behavior.
Can you talk a little bit about what that human behavior actually looked like and how you could potentially prevent it?
A lot of our problem on campus was that students wanted their college experience. And so a little bit more thinking about how do we provide the college experience in a safer way. And we did start eventually doing that of messaging, here's how you can make some of these traditional college experiences like parties, like tailgating, safer.
So what's next for the Shield team? What are you focusing on now?
Most of the Shield team is back to their own research. I was the only one working in infectious disease control before this, so I don't get to see them very much. Most of them are back to their typical research, which is not in infectious diseases. My team is still working on COVID a little, but it's more analyzing data and thinking about making plans. And there's a group of us who are actually writing a book on how K-12 and public health worked together to understand and respond to COVID, as an example of how K-12 and public health can be partners in crisis mode.
Becky Smith is an epidemiologist at U of I and a main developer of the university's saliva-based test. Thank you so much for talking with us.
Of course, thank you.
I'm Emily Hayes with IPM News.